USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Florida's governor has signed an executive order lifting all local COVID restrictions. Governor Ron DeSantis signed the order Monday that allows the state to cancel remaining restrictions like mask mandates, social distancing guidelines, and capacity limits on businesses that communities had in place. The governor's order does not apply to private businesses. DeSantis also signed legislation that banned vaccine passports in the state. The governors of New York and New Jersey also announced Monday that major steps towards reopening in both of their states were coming in the next few weeks. And investigators announced Monday that they've shut down a website that allegedly stole personal information from those seeking a COVID vaccination. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Maryland says they've seized freevaccinecovax.org, as it was purported to be the site of a biotech company developing a COVID vaccine, but was really used to collect personal information from visitors to be used for phishing and malware attacks. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Senate Minority Leader believes there is no support in his caucus for the president's spending plans. Tim Berg reports.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell expects zero Republicans will support President Biden's $4 trillion infrastructure package. Speaking at an event in Louisville, the Kentucky Republican calling Biden's plan a big grab bag.
So how to pay for the infrastructure bill on our side is we're not going to revisit the 2017 tax bill. We're happy to look for traditional infrastructure pay-fors.
He did say GOP lawmakers are open to a roughly $600 billion bill. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
And a suspected armed intruder was shot Monday evening outside the headquarters of the CIA. The FBI says the suspect was stopped by guards near the main entrance when he exited his vehicle with a weapon and was shot by FBI agents. The suspect was wounded and hospitalized for his injuries. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
COVID cases continue to rise in India as the country recorded another 368,000 new infections on Monday, the 10th straight day that more than 300,000 new cases have been reported. The U.S. is set to ban travel from India starting Tuesday in an attempt to slow the spread of the virus. But Dr. Ashish Jha says the most important thing the U.S. can do is send India more vaccines. The dean of the Brown University School of Public Health tells CNBC that the key to ending the global pandemic will be sharing vaccines with the rest of the world.
What is happening in Brazil, and particularly what is happening in India right now, is just awful. Just huge outbreaks, lots of people getting sick, lots of people dying. There are two sets of things. It's a humanitarian catastrophe, and we as Americans have to step up and help, as we do in these moments. Second, we also have to help with kind of getting vaccinations out there. So we are now at a point where we have way more vaccines than we need in our country, and I think we should be sharing them more widely with the world, helping the world get vaccinated. That's how we're going to end this pandemic globally.
And President Biden hit the road Monday to begin to sell his American jobs and American families plans to the American people, beginning what the White House is calling the Getting America Back on Track tour. Speaking from Norfolk, Virginia, the president defended criticism of his plan's cost, saying that they wouldn't add to the deficit. He added that his proposed hike in corporate taxes isn't about punishing companies, but making sure that everyone has skin in the game.
This year, you have 50 corporations making $40 billion that didn't pay a single penny in taxes. Not a single penny. I don't want to punish anybody, but everybody should chip in. Everybody should pay something along the road here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.